The Dani describe this land as their mother, their spirit, and their breath. Now mining and logging companies, as well as migrants from Indonesia's densely populated islands, are taking a closer interest in the wealth contained here. Since Indonesia wrested control of Irian Jaya from the Dutch in the mid-1960s, about 700,000 migrants have arrived in the territory. Some have come under the government's transmigration program to live in camps where they're given plots of land. Others have come to work in the ever-expanding mining sector. More migrants are expected as population pressures in islands like Java get worse.
Java is now one of the most crowded or densely populated areas in the world.
While infrastructure problems present barriers to development in Irian Jaya, the wealth of the territory continues to attract outside investors and migrants. It's a process which many local people are afraid will destroy their culture and special relationship with the land. Tensions created by the pace of development and migration have recently led to a series of killings in Irian Jaya, which church and aid groups say the military is responsible for. They say indigenous people demanding better land and economic rights run grave risks.
All they've been facing is that militarism when they protest. And it's pity because you are killing your own people.
As the frontiers of Irian Jaya are steadily pushed back, ancient cultures such as that of the Dani are being faced with challenges many fear will ultimately engulf them.